Well, thank you for joining us once again. You're listening to In Conversation with Standard Bank. And on today's show, we're speaking to Simone Cooper about a few survival tips for SMEs during the COVID-19 pandemic. Simone, thanks once again for your time. All right, now, Simone, tell us, what are some of the biggest challenges facing SMEs in South Africa right now as a result of the COVID-19 lockdown?
A large portion of the economy has been closed as a result of the lockdown. It's the right response from a government perspective in order to contain the health crisis and the health pandemic that we face. However, it has resulted in SMEs struggling as their businesses are unable to function during this lockdown period. In addition to the fact that a large portion of the economy is closed, the notice given for lockdown level 5 was about 72 hours, which gave SMEs little to no time to try to respond and to plan for this crisis. Even in lockdown level 4, economic activity is significantly reduced, and we expect that for the remainder of the year, during the various levels of lockdown, the economic activity and the impact will be severe on SMEs. SMEs themselves are already constrained by cash flow and other challenges that they've got. And this COVID-19 crisis and the resulting lockdown has meant that these SMEs are even more constrained, and it's more difficult for them to operate during this time.
Mm. And how would you say this is set to impact SMEs, especially considering that this sector of the economy plays such a critical role in driving growth?
It is estimated that the economy will not return back to normal for the next 18 to 24 months, or at least until a vaccine is found. And as a result, SMEs are hugely impacted by the COVID-19 crisis and the health pandemic. What it will result in is really advancing and amplifying the digital e-commerce journey that has been taking place over a number of years. So whilst that journey might have been 4 to 5 years away, and there was a slow trajectory that businesses and SMEs were on in order to transform into this digital economy, that has now been brought forward significantly and is happening right now as a result of this crisis. So no longer can SMEs and businesses wait to try to say, I'm going to put in place a digitization plan, I'm going to go online, I'm going to create an online presence. That has to happen now. And for all players, big and small, that is the reality that we are facing now. There is no longer time to try to adjust, and SMEs will have to make sure that they adjust now and make sure that they adjust whatever their model is to be able to say, how do we survive in this new world?
Yeah. Now, with those truths and considerations in place, what measures then should SMEs put in place to be in a position to recover post-COVID-19?
Post-COVID-19 is a long way away, and small businesses need to then figure out what it is that they do in the immediate future around repurposing their business and making sure that they can survive over the next while. So small businesses need to think about things like, if they are a business that can work remotely, how do they make sure that people who work for them are enabled to work at home? Do they have the right tools to work at home? Do they have the right platforms to have collaborative meetings? And are people feeling connected even though they are working at home? Other businesses will need to think about creating an online presence and not creating an online presence in 6 months' time or a year's time. They need to create an online presence today, because that is how people will find them. There'll be no word of mouth of people talking or friends talking at a braai where referrals happen or a networking event that you will go to. More and more things will be done on an online basis, and people need to make sure that their business has a strong online presence and that people will know about them. Small businesses will also have to look at the sector in which they operate and really start to understand what that sector looks like today and what they believe that that sector will look like over the course of the next 18 to 24 months and then beyond that.
So now, as Africa's largest financial services organization, I'm curious, how has Standard Bank approached these challenges?
In the middle of March, when there were various measures that were introduced by government, Standard Bank noticed that at that point, already a lot of their clients or its clients were struggling, and many SMEs were impacted by the fact that people were practicing social distancing, were not wanting to go into crowded places, and their businesses had been impacted as a result. So because of this, Standard Bank's approach was to very quickly see what it could do to assist its clients during this period. As a result of that, prior to the lockdown even, Standard Bank announced a number of measures. The first being automatic payment relief for all clients with turnover of less than 20 million. This was provided on an automatic basis, and if clients didn't want to take it up, they had to opt out of that offer. In addition to that, the bank has also been engaging with various SMEs and business banking clients for customers that would like temporary excesses to get them through this period, other moratoriums and other debt restructuring to ensure that their businesses can survive this period. The bank is very aware that this is not as a result of these businesses having done anything wrong. These businesses have been put into this position as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. The bank has also been an agent for the South African Futures Trust and is making available funding to businesses to pay their employees during this period. A number of individuals and businesses have been helped through the South African Futures Trust over this period. And in addition to this, the bank also has been engaging together with the other banks within the country and the Banking Association of South Africa with government on the 200 billion rand fund.
So what type of responses has Standard Bank received from clients regarding the relief measures? And has there been strong uptake?
Standard Bank has received an overwhelming response to its relief measures. The payment holiday relief for businesses with turnover of less than 20 million was an opt-out relief measure, and there were very few customers that opted out of that. And in addition to that, we've done numerous restructures for customers, temporary excesses, and various accommodations in terms of moratoriums and restructures. So there has been an overwhelming response. We estimate that about 70% of our client base, our SME client base, has been severely affected by the COVID-19 crisis. And particularly during the level 5 lockdown period, SMEs were greatly affected. Standard Bank is pleased to announce that it has accommodated about 99% of those requests and has really tried to do everything in our power to support those customers through this period.
Finally, Simone, what else do you think SMEs should be doing during this time?
Most importantly, I think SME clients should be engaging as far as possible with other small businesses. A small business owner is often a very isolated, somebody who really feels that they are on their own to a large extent. And so what will be quite important during this period, or becomes increasingly important during this period, is that small business owners continue to engage with other small business owners and ramp this up much more than they have done so in the past. That feeling of isolation, of being on your own, or not knowing what will come next, will be intensified during this period. Nobody really knows what is going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen a month from now, 2 months from now, but it really does help if you start to engage with other people, engage with other small business owners, and talk through these issues and try to find out how other small businesses are managing during this time, how they are looking at opportunities, at threats within their own sector of the economy in which they operate, and continuously engage and engage and engage. I think that small business owners must remember they're certainly not on their own, and everybody is feeling the same and is going through a very similar experience to what they are going through now. And the best that we can do is learn from each other, because nobody has ever seen this in their lifetime.
Wow, that's been totally insightful. Thank you so much, Simone. You have been listening to In Conversation with Standard Bank.